Now on to extreme movie viewing. Paris police recently discovered a fully equipped subterranean cinema in an uncharted cavern beneath a neighborhood near the Eiffel Tower. The cavern is part of a network of nearly 200 miles of tunnels and quarries, many dating from Roman times, from which stone was extracted to build Paris. The question of who erected this mysterious underground cinema is fascinating much of France. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
The 1,200-square-foot cavern-turned-amphitheater lay at the end of a tunnel 55 feet underground. It contained a full-size cinema screen, projection equipment, and tapes from 1950s film noir classics and modern thrillers. Electricity had been piped in and a phone line installed, and an adjoining cave offered a fully stocked bar complete with a couscous maker. When police returned to the site accompanied by electricians to cut off the power, everything had gone. It had departed as it had arrived, through a one-foot diameter hole. On the floor lay a note. "Do not," it said, "try to find us." Luc Rougerie is the commander of the police brigade responsible for securing the quarries and sewers below Paris. His team stumbled on the cinema during an underground training session.
Yes, we were a bit astonished by the case, but what reassures me is that while there may still be many things we're not aware of, we really are starting to become good at our work.
That's news to the clandestine cinephiles, who say they explore the tunnels with impunity. They call themselves the Mexican Perforation and say they are urban explorers, distinct from the so-called cataphiles, the people who explore the city's catacombs after closing time. Lazar Kuntzman, a filmmaker and spokesman for the Perforation, agreed to talk to NPR, not underground, but in a cafe on the surface of Paris.
Urban explorers don't just visit places like the cataphiles. They're mostly small groups of nerds. The urban explorer exploits empty spaces in the city. The Mexican Perforation looks to create and promote spaces of free artistic expression as a way to find an alternative to the consumerism on the surface.
Kuntzman says the name Mexican Perforation derives from a combination of their favorite bar called Le Mexicain and perforateur, the French word for drill. He says the discovery of the cinema has not derailed their underground film festival, which will continue in many other clandestine spaces the group occupies under the city.
Just because the police found us for the first time in 20 years doesn't change anything for us. Urban explorers will continue to link underground caverns and open clandestine passages with jackhammers and drills, but close them behind us with locks more sophisticated than the authorities have.
According to Kuntzman, responsibility for Paris's underground systems is divided between different bureaucracies, and there is no centralized plan.
We urban explorers have a global, exhaustive knowledge of what's beneath Paris and even beneath the suburbs. And because of this, we can do work down there that the authorities can't even imagine.
Those eager to see this underground world for themselves can visit the only part of Paris's subterranean world that's open to the public. The area where literally millions of Parisians have their final resting place, the catacombs. Here I am underneath Paris, walking through the old quarries. There's stone walls and cold and damp. The passageway is lit by dim lighting. We're working our way towards the catacombs where the bones lie. And suddenly, 60 feet below the center of the city, you're amidst the bones of 6 million souls transferred to the quarries from Paris's overflowing cemeteries at the end of the 1700s. Most tourists are drawn to Paris's catacombs for a slice of history, but the discovery of the underground cinema is bringing other visitors, like Joe Aubrey from Arizona, who are hoping to get a ticket to the show.
I saw an article on the internet about a movie theater or something that someone had set up down here, and apparently there was really, really large spaces, and I just wanted to see if we could get some ideas as to what that might look like. There's nothing like that in the States.
If the Mexican Perforation has its way, curious tourists and police searching for the underground cinema will remain for the time being in the dark and left to settle with a wall of bones. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.